This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February 8th, 2024. We will finish 16a Tazayin Amar Aleph, the fourth section. It is the yellow text. So yesterday, right, we saw that Hashem says, bring the barley offering on Pesach so that the grain, it's the time of grain, the grain should be blessed this year. Why does the Torah say bring two breads on Shavuos? Because Shavuos is the time, right, when the fruits of the tree are coming into their own. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haviu lefanai shtei alechem ba'atzeres, bring these two breads before me on Shavuos. Kedei sheyisbarchu lachem peiros ha'ilan, so that the fruit of the tree should be blessed. Why did the Torah say, draw the water drawing ceremony, the Nischu Mayim on Sukkos? Our Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nischu Lachem Mayim Bechag, Kedei Sheyisbarchu Lachem Gishmei Shana. Right? So you should draw the waters so that the waters of the year will be blessed. Right? Your rain will be sufficient and good. Right, of course, it's fascinating that on Pesach it's grain for grain, on Sukkot water for water, on Shavuos it is bread for trees. Just an anomaly we point out, and we keep going. What do you do by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Imra Lefanei b'Rosh Hashanah, you should say before me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Right, that you should have kingship, remembrances, and the shofar. Right, they seem to play a similar role to the Nischu Mayim and the Shtei Alechem and the Korban HaOmer, which is fascinating in its own right. Why? Malchios, right, kingship, Kadesh, Tam Lichuni Alechem, because you have to coronate me right upon you as your king. Zichronos, remembrances, Kadesh Yala Zichronechem Lefanai L'Tovah. Your memory should come before me for good. Uvameh Bashofar. And through what? Right? What's the vehicle to bring this, to coronate, to bring the remembrances? Up through the shofar. Amar Rabbi Abba says, Lama Token B'Shofar Shel Ayil. Why do we use a ram's horn for the shofar? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tikal Lefana B'Shofar Shel Ayil. Blow the shofar of a ram. Kadesha Enskor Lachem, so that I will remember for you Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Right? The Akedah of Yitzchak ben Avraham, where they had the ram and the horn, etc. Umale ani aleichem, and I will consider it ki ilu akadetem atzbechem lefanai, as if you sacrifice me yourselves before me. That's pretty powerful. Ve Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Right. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Lama Token be Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, Lama Token. Achmara Amar Tiku. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, blow. What do you mean? Ella rather Lama Meirian. Right? Why do we have a Trua? Meirian, the Gemara says. Rachmara Amar Zichron Trua. Right? The Torah says, remember the Trua. So of course we're Merian. Right, what kind of question? What is happening here? Ella rather, the question really is, Lama Token Umerian Kishen Yoshvin. Why do we blow shofar? Right? Kiyas and Truas when we're sitting and while we are standing. And for the answer to that, I peeked a little bit into tomorrow. You got to come back tomorrow. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me then.